Hi, this is Denise on a recorded line. How can I help you?
Hi, Denise. This is Elena. I have a potential claimant on the phone, Regina Jones.
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
Thank
is it
you so
okay to
much.
transfer?
Yes,
Yes, ma'am. Have a nice day.
absolutely. You too. Bye-bye. Hello, Elena?
This is
Or
Regina.
Regina. I'm sorry about that, Regina.
That's
Hi, Regina. How are you? My name is Denise on a recorded line. And so I do need to go through some questions with you.
Yes.
And we'll go through these together. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I have not. No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
I am, yes.
Okay. And have you used straight hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
I have, yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
I was, yes.
Okay. What type of cancer was that, Miss Regina?
I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Ovarian. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Are you feeling better now?
Day to day.
Day to
It's
day.
day to day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day at a time. And is there a ovarian cancer subtype?
No, just ovarian cancer.
Okay, I can name a few. If something jumps out at you, let me know. If not, no worries. Stromal tumors, small cell carcinoma, carcinoid tumors, granulosa cell tumor, stromal tumors, clear cell carcinoma, endometrial carcinoma. Nothing like that jumps out at you.
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
Okay. And are we filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And were you diagnosed, when were you diagnosed with cancer, Miss Regina?
Last year, so July 24th of last year.
July 24th of
Of
that would be
2023.
2023. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Let me input this. July 24th, 2023. Okay. And what age were you when you were diagnosed with the ovarian?
I was 40.
Okay. Let's see. 40. And do you have the diagnosing doctor's name?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Are you ready, Dr. Amen?
Okay.
And that's AYMAN.
AYMMA.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. AYM as in Mary, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy. That's the first name.
Okay.
And then last name is AL hyphen HEN D as in David Y. I'll hand it.
HEND as in David Y. Okay. And then what city and state was that in?
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois. Okay. Let me look him up really quickly just so we have
Okay.
everything we need. Let's see here. Okay, so I do have an Ayman Alhandi MD, and it looks like he's an OBYN.
Yes, that's my
Okay.
own, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then let me see what address is on file for him here.
Because I saw him, so I saw him at University of Chicago, the clinic in the University of Chicago. That's where I go.
Okay, University of Chicago
Medical Center.
Medical
And
Center.
I
And
could look that address up for you for the
I
U.
did find an address on file. Is it 5841 South Maryland Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60637? Okay, perfect. Let me input that in the system here. So me copy and paste. Okay. Address. And then phone number is. I'm not seeing a phone number just yet. Let me go back here. I'm sure there's a phone number somewhere around here. Clicked for. Okay, here it is. It looks like his phone number is 773-702-1000. Okay, let me put that in here. Okay. So, Chicago, Illinois. Okay. I'm just looking up the state really quickly and make sure that everything falls in line with the statute of limitations.
Okay.
Okay. And okay. And do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee? I have to ask. It doesn't sound like it, but I want to make
No,
sure.
no.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And then let's see. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Maybe I would say 6, 7 times a year I
Okay.
would relax my hair. Yeah, I would relax my hair.
Okay, 6, 7 times. Okay. Okay. And are you a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am, I am, yes.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth, please?
Yes, June 9th, 1983.
1983. June 9th, 1983. Okay. Let's see. 9th, 1983. And were you ever diagnosed with the breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And Miss Regina, do you by any chance know of any friends, family, or loved ones that also use hair relaxers?
Yes. My sister, me and her both, we always use hair relaxers. Yes, my
Okay.
sister.
Was she affected as far as like any cancer diagnosis after using hair relaxer?
No, she was not.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. So
Yeah.
I will put on here was not diagnosed with cancer. Okay. And let's see here. What state did you use hair relaxer?
So I started relaxing my hair back in right after my mom. So I'm going to say 2018, probably around February, March of 2018, is when I, decided I was going to start using hair relaxer because I was natural for so long. And I was just like, I'm tired of this. And I'm just like, I'm going to use the relaxer. So I remember it was around 2018, a little bit after I lost my mom. And that's when I started
Oh,
using it.
sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Sorry for your loss. Yeah.
Thank you.
And what state was that in? Was that in Chicago?
That was in, yes, Chicago, Illinois. That's,
Okay.
yes.
Okay. I'll put that in here. Let's see. Where is it? Illinois. Okay, here it is. Okay. And date of birth, I have that. And then Illinois. So you started March of first. I can't wait. Is it okay to put March 1st, or is there like a specific date?
Yeah, I just remember it was March of 2018. So
Okay.
I don't, so March 1st is okay, because yeah, that's fine.
Okay. We'll put March 1st of 2018. And then
Okay.
when did you stop using hair relaxer?
I stopped right before my birthday of 2022. So around May of 2022, I wasn't using it after, yeah.
Okay, so we'll put May 1st. Is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay, 2022. Okay. And then, how often did you use the products? Was it like weekly, monthly, 4 times per year, less than 4 times per year?
So it was about maybe from the time I started, probably be about, I would relax my hair probably like maybe, like I said, about 6 times a year.
Okay.
I relax and then I will go in and do like a touch up with the relaxer, not
Okay.
my, with sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if it was 6 times a year, we'll put this right here, 4 times per year. So was that normally like a monthly thing? No, right? 'Cause it would have been every other month or every few months that you did it.
So probably every other month. So
Okay.
like I would do a full relaxer 1 month and then the next month just kind of like a touch up with the relaxer and then another 4 months. That's kind of like, and then the touch ups were just my roots to straighten them. And then the next month, okay, now I have to do my forehead kind of thing, if that makes sense. That's how I would do it.
Got it. Okay. And I
Yeah.
know these questions sound redundant, but I do have to
No.
ask, how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
Consecutive, I would say four consecutive 4 years,
Four
four to five, yeah,
years.
4 years,
Okay.
yes, yeah.
Okay. And did you receive a hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
So no, I would just do it on my own.
Okay. Okay. So we'll put home.
Home, yes.
Okay, thank you. And then which brand name products have you used? I'll let you think of some, and then if you need my help, I can name a few. But
Well, I only used one brand, and Dark and Lovely. That was the only brand that I used
okay.
the whole time that I would relax my hair. I didn't use any other products. It's like Dark and Lovely. I was just telling the other girl, like the L'Oreal, like the green box. That's what I would always, that was my go-to. That's all I ever used for
Got
my
it.
hair.
Okay, so Dark and Lovely is a L'Oreal brand.
Yes,
Okay,
that's,
got it. Okay, I did mark that one in here. That was the only one you used. Okay. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Okay. Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive? As far as this is for like medical treatment.
Okay, yeah. So I came in and then I met with the doctors and we went over the other treatment and what my options were at this point. And I did chemotherapy. Did about six, so 6 months of chemo, and then unfortunately I had a full hysterectomy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Full
Yeah.
hysterectomy. Okay. Let me look that up really quickly because I always want to make sure everything's spelled correctly.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
Yeah, hysterectomy. Okay, got it. Let me copy and paste. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with me. I'm sorry that you went through all that. Women go through so much. Oh my gosh.
We
It's,
do.
I
We do.
know. And then,
All this so my hair could be straight and beautiful.
oh my goodness. I know we put ourselves through so much just for the price of beauty, right? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then as far as the treatment date, Miss Regina, can I obtain that treatment date from you?
So I started my treatment. I was diagnosed on the 24th of July, and then a few days later, so around the 29th of July of 2023 is
Okay.
when I, yeah. So.
2023. Okay, so we'll put July 29th, 2023. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then treating doctor name, was that the same doctor who diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay. Let me copy and paste his information. So that would be Dr. Amen. I'll put his information in here. Let's see, doctor name, doctor address. And then phone number as well. Okay. And then let's see here, ovarian. Okay. And then for the recording, Miss Regina, can you please confirm your gender?
I'm a female.
Okay, I always have to ask. And then your marital status, please.
I'm divorced, so single,
Okay.
maybe.
Okay. And then can I get your, let's see, height and weight?
I am 5'5", and I am 155.
Oh, it says weight at the time of diagnosis. Would it be 155?
No, now at the time when I was diagnosed, I was not 155. I was one, maybe 140,
Okay.
probably. Yeah,
Okay.
140.
No problem. Thank you. And then, can I get the correct spelling of your first name?
Regina, Regina
Okay. Middle name
Jones.
or
That's
middle? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
middle name is Dolores, Delores.
Delores. Okay.
And then Jones, Jones.
Perfect. Okay. So Regina, Regina, Dolores. Delores. And then last name Jones, Jones. Okay. Okay. And then we will be needing your social security in order for the law firm to pull your medical records, Ms. Jones.
Okay. Do I give that over the phone?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't feel comfortable just yet, we can at least obtain your last four.
That's fine. 5 8 7 6.
Okay, thank you for that. And we do need a primary contact email, please.
That's Regina Jones 0318 at gmail.com.
Okay. So that is Regina Jones 0318 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then I have a primary phone number here, 754-247-0068. Is that your primary number?
773-619. I'm sorry, say that again.
Yeah, it might have been the other number that transferred you. Can I get your number, your main phone number, your
Yes,
cell phone?
okay. Yes, 773-619-1607.
Perfect. So 773-619-1607. Okay, I'm glad I asked because there was another number on here, and it's most likely the company who transferred you. So let me
Okay.
change that. Perfect. And is this a mobile number?
Yes, it is
Are
my
we
phone,
able,
yes.
do we have permission to text?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And then what is your contact preference? Would that be phone call, text, or email?
Email is good. It's
Okay.
good just in case I'm somewhere and I can't answer or something
Yeah,
and I can't answer.
absolutely. And then best time of the day, I do have to pick one, morning, afternoon, or evening.
Evenings are a little better, because
Okay.
I'm settled in and I don't have to run and get kids from school, so I can speak if you
Yeah,
can contact me.
absolutely. I'll put evening on there. And then primary contact full address, please.
9223 South May,
Okay.
Chicago, Illinois 60620.
60620.
Yes, 60620.
Okay, let me punch that in here. It usually finds it right away. Let's see. Okay, here it is. Is it May as in M A Y? Okay, perfect. I did find it. And can I get your unit number, apartment number, if any?
It's a house.
Okay. Got it. And then let's see here. And do you have a copy of the medical records?
No, I do not.
Okay. I'll put no for now, and I'll see if it
Okay.
lets us if it lets us go forward. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it
Okay.
necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive.
Okay.
Does this
I can.
emergency contact live with you, Miss Regina?
No, it's my sister.
Okay.
Okay. And her, do you need her first and last name?
Yes,
Which
please.
is, I'll spell it for you. It's K E N N E T H I A, Kenethia.
I A. Okay.
Last name is King.
KING. Okay.
And then her contact number is 773-963-9158.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. And then this is your sister, so I'll put your sister on here. And then let's see. Looks like we have everything so far.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, everything is checking out nicely. So thank you so much for your patience through it all. What I'm going to do now is just go over everything with you pretty quickly. Stop me, please stop me if anything is wrong, okay? So we'll
Okay.
just double verify before we submit this, because once it's submitted, it will generate a DocuSign.
Okay.
So let's do that really quickly here. Okay, so first name Regina, REGINA Dolores, middle name, last name Jones. You would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have used the hair straightening for at least 20 years. You've been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. No subtype, and you are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed July 24th of 2023 at the age of 40, and we do have a doctor of Dr. Amen on file. 5841 South Maryland Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60637. And then let's see here. I do have a date of birth of 6/9/1983. And then you started using hair relaxer March 1st, 2018. You stopped using hair relaxer May 1st, 2022. And then let me look at something else here. Does everything sound accurate so far?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. And as far as the treatment, you did mention that you were on pain meds. You met with your doctor. You went over other treatments. What you know that you guys went over what your options were. You did do chemotherapy. It was like 6 months of chemo, and then you did have a full hysterectomy. A treatment date, July 29th of 2023. Okay. All righty. So, oh, the last four of your social, 5876, and then your email, Regina, first name, and then last name Jones, 0318 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, oh, and your phone number, 773-619-1607. Awesome. And then the address, 9223 South May Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60620. And it's coming up as Cook County. Does that sound right?
Yes, that's correct, Cook County.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So everything looks good. Is it okay if I send you that DocuSign both through email and text message?
Yes,
Okay.
that's fine. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. I will be submitting this right now. Let me just me 1 second here. Okay. It looks like it's going through, Miss Regina.
Okay.
And just let me know when you receive that, okay? And if you need assistance somewhere, then happy to assist you with signing.
Okay, so I just got it. I'm opening it up in
Yay.
my email
Okay.
now.
Awesome.
Okay. Okay. So I don't pay anything now to you all? No,
No,
right?
and
Or does
no out-of-pocket expenses whatsoever. Once we receive that back signed, what will happen is the law firm will be in touch with you. Usually they tell us to say 24 to 48 hours, but just to be sure or safe, I guess I would wait like a week and a half or so. And then, 'cause they do get pretty busy at times. If for whatever reason you don't hear back from them, you can definitely give me a call. But once they are in touch with you, they'll take it over from there, and then they'll be ex assisting you with any questions you may have as far as the settlement amount, the time frame. They're there to like just assist you with any questions, okay? And then I will be sending you my information as soon as we get off the phone. You will get a text message from me with my information, just in case you can't get a hold of them or something, or there's an issue. You're more than welcome to call me as well. And then were you able to sign that
Yes,
form?
I did.
Oh,
I did
perfect.
sign it.
I do see it on here. Let me. Oh, perfect. Awesome. So I'll be generating that. I'll be typing that up quickly before lunch, and so you will be receiving it shortly. Okay, Miss Regina.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time and your patience. I wish you the best and have a wonderful rest of your day. Okay.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay. Of course. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.